segment with Viva Fry. Viva, I mean, the Russians have been saying NATO wants to go to full war. They'll want to do a false flag. I've been saying it before the Russians. And then a few weeks ago, oh, these drones came out of Russia, but then they proved they didn't. You've had Ukraine shoot missiles into Poland, try to blame it on them. NATO needs a pretext to send in a 250,000 man peacekeeping force. They've got conscription firing up. Now you read the British news. Prepare for Russia kamikaze drones to swarm Britain's skies. Government warned. Putin to deploy 2 million reservists to meat grinder with law change. Sweden to begin stockpiling food first time since Cold War ahead of war. So clearly this is coming to a head. Where do you see all that going with Trump talking about Tomahawk cruise missiles to Russia, to attack Russia?
Yeah, no, Trump may or may not be bluffing with that. Whether or not he thinks it's an effective bluff, separate issue. Just remember what George Orwell said, everybody. The war was never meant to be won. It was meant to be continuous. This war needs to go on forever. The war between Israel and Hamas needed to go on forever because wars come to an end, and then you actually have to start answering questions. Then you actually have to start facing trials, literally. In Russia, can you imagine? Like, it's as though Russia would need to do that. There's no giving credit here. This is a war. But if Russia wanted to escalate to involve NATO, they could have done it a thousand times already in the last few years. Who has been clearly trying to escalate to get NATO involved?
Well, a drone is a perfect thing to blame on somebody. They got nuclear submarines and hypersonic missiles. Oh, but drones. Remember, some drones have been popping up in Europe. They go, oh, it's the Russians with no proof.
Well, you know, yeah, and bombs falling and killing Polish farmers, and Ukraine is quick to blame Russia to trigger Article 5 NATO. And the whole blowing up of the Nord Stream pipeline, which the world seems to have moved on from. It's more of the same, like you said
Biden
on my
said
channel.
It was the Russians when Biden did it.
No, of course. But Alex, you said it on my channel. It's the thing I remember from like years ago. It's the same trick over and over again. What surprises you is that they use the same tricks over and over again. Whether or not you believe it was a false flag in Syria, the strategic wisdom of gassing people when you're winning the war doesn't make sense. Russia doesn't need to do any of this right now. The war's going,
Obama said my red line is gas. Then a week later, gas gets launched into part of the city, but the jihadists get money for that. So they're Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad firing the chemical mortars, bragging they did it. So no, it was staged.
Everybody, I hope everyone gets the that was South Park reference. No, that was Team America reference.
Same people, yeah. You've got big balls. They dropped hellfire on my goats. That's when I declared a jihad on their ass.
That's the thing. I have to wait for my kids to be old enough before I can watch that.
That is in the top. That deserved major Academy Awards. It never gets old. AIDS.
I use that meme.
Actors Guild is called fag. you've got Kim Jong Un. Oh, Alec Baldwin.
In the 1 minute that I have left, I need to bring everyone's attention.
Kim Jong Il.
Kim Jong-un, it will be remiss of me if I don't mention the ostrich scandal going up on Canada that has now entered the month of the government trying to kill these ostriches.
I'll do this. I will have you back tomorrow on the ostriches. I know you want to come on about it. It's important because it shows with bird flu it's an excuse of the power grab, and it's the same program here. It's a big deal. So why don't you come back for 30 minutes? We'll call it Ostrich Gate tomorrow.
Like it. We'll do it.
All right, tomorrow, the next day. And by the way, Nick Fuentes in studio tomorrow. He's in town. We'll talk about that. Viva Fry, we love you. And all I ask is when we relaunch the new network, I need to go on everybody's show and promote it because everybody's going to be saying, where's the show? InfoWars is gone.
Open invitation anytime, every time. We'll do it.
30 minutes tomorrow on Ostrich Gate.
Sounds good.
Send us all over. They're literally slaughtering all of them. They're not even sick.
They haven't even killed them yet, but they're on the verge. So it's a life or death battle.
Well, I've
right
seen
now.
Some footage where they are killing them. I guess it's somewhere else. We'll be right back. Thank you.
I also noticed your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I've been caught.
You got a little? Did you find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
Yeah, it's JonesStore.com. Check out the supplements we have. 25% off apparel. Methylene blue you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription, and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him. While
if you don't mind, I'm a bottle that fills. Too.
You like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's not gonna. You're not worried about it breaking open or.
No, like on the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving? Or
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a couple shots while I'm in here, in lieu of coffee. You guys ran out of coffee, so I went and got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I want to say I dropped the ball on Zohran Mamdani. I mean, I've talked about him. He's got the Social Democrats funding him. He's the model of the Islamic takeover. They've done it in Europe. They're doing it in Canada. They're doing it all over the U.S. But the latest thing he did, it just pisses me off. Flipping off Christopher Columbus statues. When Europeans historically had the lowest level of slavery and involvement in slavery, and we've been heavily involved in it. But if there was like MVPs, it's the Muslims. And they're currently doing it. So I'm going to get to that in a minute. Robert Barnes is connecting right now. But this is a big deal with the Supreme Court. Not hearing our case because it went through the first two layers of lawyers to the Supreme Court. 95% of stuff gets rejected, literally, doesn't make it past the first or second hurdle. The lawyers thought it was important because what they did is like the most illegal, insane crap ever, and it sets a precedent, and they're doing it to everybody now. Just the judge finds you guilty. But you got to read our Supreme Court briefing. In fact, it's amazing because even when I read it, I can't believe how we were violated, what they claim. We were defaulted for not giving them evidence. Not giving them evidence that didn't exist. Anybody that works here knows that, like, we're not like calling sponsors up and say, I'm going to hit this story, sponsor. We're coordinating with you. The news I cover has nothing to do with the particular thing I'm covering. I mean, it's insane. But that was explained, and we gave them all the stuff, and that was one of the reasons. The other thing is we wanted to depose Hillary because it came out that she was involved with the feds. And so they said, that's it. You know, you won't do that. So now the judge finds you guilty. This is the crap they pull. So here's a short clip of Harrison Smith explaining. I think he did a great job. Here it is.
This, according to Grok, is why we received a default judgment. We're not allowed to defend ourselves. Jones was ordered in 2019 and 2020 to produce financial records, web analytics like Google Analytics, and marketing data showing how InfoWars profited from Sandy Hook content. They wanted us to provide them evidence that we were guilty. By mid-2021, he turned over only sanitized or partial records, e.g. fragmented sales figures with no context about Sandy Hook-related revenue. Well, we don't have context about Sandy Hook related revenue. We talk about all sorts of things. Our callers call in and bring something up. People go to the store sometimes. They don't go to the store other times. It just has no bearing on what we cover, how we cover it. For instance, in a June 2021 hearing, they argued he hadn't disclosed contacts or communications with advertisers tied to Sandy Hook broadcasts. What the hell does that mean? We haven't disclosed contacts with advertisers about Sandy Hook. We don't have advertisers. We don't have any contacts with advertisers. We have the Alex Jones store. Back then, we had the InfoWars store. We had maybe a gold person or whatever. But again, they're asking for something that doesn't exist. And then they're default giving us a default judgment when we don't provide the records that don't exist. We got the crew that produces the show. I gather all the news. It's all freeform. It's all spur of the moment, edge of the seat. I mean, that's how we do things. There's no law against doing things that way. Then they go in and say, well, where's your internal communications where you talk about how covering Sandy Hook gets you more money? What? That doesn't exist. Oh, you're withholding that, are you? Default judgment. We own your life now. That's literally what happened, all right? Either give us things that prove you're guilty or we will declare you're guilty.
And now they just defaulted Mike Lindell.
The iceberg, folks.
For $1.5 million, a federal judge said Smartmatic machines cannot be hacked. Literally, I read the ruling yesterday on air with Lindell. He said, he's not even a software engineer. He just says, I find you guilty. You cannot hack computers. And oh, $1.5 billion. But now they're going to have a jury decide that if it was malice, even more. So you're benchmark guilty, and now we're going to decide how guilty. And for the public, we'll give you a show trial where the jury tells you're guilty. So this is a seismic event by the Supreme Court. They did this to Giuliani and everybody else. And where's the Trump administration? Where is Todd Blanche? Who I'm not trying to be enemies with. And Ed Martin didn't tell me bad things about him. But I bring up all my stuff to Ed Martin. He's got the weaponization task force. And we've got all the proof of the Justice Department funding all this, admitting it. He was the one interested in it. He starts an investigation, told them to preserve their records. It wasn't just the letter you saw. It was some other stuff. And they completely flipped out because this is the Justice Department protecting itself. And so I don't want to spend the whole hour with Robert Barnes on this because I want to pick his brain on a whole bunch of other subjects. But this is a really, really, really big deal. And Barnes actually worked on the case early on. And he said, look, it's totally rigged. They're just going to default you and shut you down. It doesn't matter what you do. And he said, that's the way it is. And I actually knew he was right because the other lawyers in the case were like, well, it doesn't matter if you don't have marketing. We got to give them some marketing. They said, give them your plug sheets, which is just whatever the sale is. Today, a free hat with every order, $25 off, and then talk about the products. It has nothing to do with the content of what we do. It's completely straight because this is talk radio. That's what I started out on is talk radio. And people just get good talk show hosts, whether it's sports or news or gardening or whatever, that know the subject that people like, and you come on, you talk. And then that's it. And I guess it's a gardening show. They usually own a gardening nursery, and they sell dirt and tulips or something. I mean, here it's like we sell what's hot, supplements, Patriot gear, stuff like that. It has nothing to do. But they have this theory, the statute of limitations was up and all this stuff, that it was unfair marketing fraud. And so they went with this thing that I made all this money, made no money, barely ever talked to those people. They raised hundreds of millions off my name on record, we now know, because we sued them and got the documents, saying I was persecuting them. So everything you hear is the opposite. But it's not about me. This is a very dangerous precedent. And now they have the Onion that's funded by Bloomberg bragging that they're going to come into the state court and have the judge that I guess controls the receiver or whatever just give them for no money again, like they tried in federal court, this place, so they can misrepresent and confuse people using my logos, my face. 100% they're not going to get away with it. And they don't control all the courts, so we're suing them. We're already suing them. And that's why it's important to fund us, not just stay on the air, but we're going on full offense. And I've got lawyers that have won major defamation cases and other cases. They say this is pure abuse of process, which is not a sexy word, but that's illegal. It's a very sexy thing. And so it's on, baby. And then everybody thinks we're invincible because we survived so many years of this. There's no more moves. And so the receiver was here last week. He'll be here next Monday. I'm like being completely polite. Have some coffee. Okay, great. All right. Well, okay, what's the date? And we're sayonara. This is the last broadcast here. Okay? So that's it. That's all she wrote. But the name InfoWars, just because The Onion wants to steal it, the former MSNBC head censor that runs it, he said, an interview a month ago on Wired, he said, if I was God for a day, my main desire is I want InfoWars. And he says in interviews, I want to confuse people and be Alex Jones. And they said last year in a court filing in federal court, they were trying to get my name. They said that they own my name, Alex Jones. They said, yes, the 13th Amendment against slavery applies to everybody else, but Jones is a special case with no evidence. Elon Musk had to come in and block him. So they're using me to try to set precedents undreamed of, as Robert Burns warned many years ago. So, very popular podcaster, great historian, wonderful lawyer, good friend of mine, @Barnes_Law on X. And, of course, he co-hosts with Viva Fry, great broadcast as well. Robert, that's kind of my lay breakdown of this. But, my lawyers were devastated because they thought it would be refused by the first committee and then the lawyers. when it got to the Supreme Court, they thought, well, certainly when they see this presentation where I'd say people died at Sandy Hook, but some people think it's a synthetic event, and we could show how, I didn't even say what they said, that it was just devastating. And no, they kicked it out with no comment. They were, I told them, I said, it will not happen because of political cowardice. So that's my take on it. I don't want to spend the whole interview on this, but it's good to see you. What do you make of this? How big a deal is this?
Well, it's a very perilous precedent being set, and it parallels various times in American legal history. Beginning of the country, again in the buildup to the Civil War, again during the labor disputes of the late 19th century, and again during the civil rights controversies of the mid 20th century, where our legal system itself, our courts themselves, became complicit violators of civil rights. Indeed, the Civil Rights Act of 1871 exists because of the abuse of power by state court judges in complicity with the Ku Klux Klan. So what you people are seeing right now with federal judges siding with Antifa, protecting Antifa in Portland, Oregon, and Chicago, Illinois, is a broad indicator, just like they're protecting illegal immigrants run by drug cartels, as cartels are putting out bounties on ICE officers in the United States as that effective war continues. All of it represents and reflects a judicial system that has gone AWOL, that has absconded from its constitutional obligations, and it's facilitating and enabling the most dangerous violations of our civil rights that can occur. And when the judiciary is the violator of civil rights, where do you go for relief? Where do you go for remedy? Because they're the ones that are supposed to be the only institution intended for relief and remedy from the violation of civil rights. What happens when it's the judges violating it? And as a backstory, for those that don't know the whole story, I came and investigated the whole Sandy Hook case on behalf of Alex to make a First Amendment challenge, which we brought up at the Texas Supreme Court, sat on their lazy rears and didn't take the case. Hopefully someday they will. I think they will ultimately say all this was a complete, the lies about and libels about Alex Jones related to this from the get-go.
And by the way, you didn't just believe me. You came in here you were here for months. You lived here. You dug through everything. You were laughing, like the idea that we had marketing on them or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it was all nuts. I mean, the reason why I told you from the get-go that they were going to try some trick to make sure you never got a trial on the merits.
No, you said to me years before it happened, you said there's no evidence. They're going to try a trick and say you're defaulted. You called it.
Yeah, because and the reason was their whole theory was false. Their whole theory was that Alex Jones and InfoWars made a bunch of money going around saying Sandy Hook never happened. 99% of what InfoWars published concerning Sandy Hook acknowledged it happened. One of the leading critics of any questioning of Sandy Hook in certain aspects was the editor of InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson. When you went live the night of Sandy Hook, you didn't second guess Sandy Hook at all. What you said was they're going to cover up the role of SSRIs. They're going to cover up the role of bad psychological care. They're going to cover up the lack of adequate security for these young kids. They're going to cover up those things in order to, they're going to cover
and
up
I
the
gaming. And
I said that
for the first year until it became a big internet thing questioning it. And then we simply had debates with different people from different newspapers, pro and con. We had a couple debates.
Oh, exactly. In fact, of the million plus words published or broadcast by InfoWars, 99% of it completely did not dispute whether Sandy Hook occurred.
And I love how some of the listeners said, I sold out and said it happened later. I always said I think it happened. The point, that's how crazy it is. Just because the news publishes that Trump says, I love the KKK, where's the clip? He never said it.
Oh, completely. And so when I realized that their entire case was the opposite of what they were pitching, that they knew the actual evidence would exonerate you and exculpate you and not incriminate you, then because they had this fictional, fabricated, fantastical model of who Alex Jones was being portrayed in shows like Homeland on Showtime, that's all driven by money, that you'll capitulate as soon as you lose any money, that they thought that was your motive. All of it was bogus. All of it was garbage. Their own data, their own information proved it was garbage. So what did they have to do? They had to make a fake case. That they had to pretend the facts were otherwise. So what they did, as Harrison well detailed, they demanded, and this is what I predicted they would do, unfortunately, is like they're going to pretend you have evidence you don't have, and then they're going to demand you produce the evidence you don't have. And when you don't produce the evidence you never had, they're going to use that as an excuse to default you. And it was clear, and I was getting involved in arguments.
There's this pre-planning. We haven't talked in like 3-4 months on the phone. I just say, get Barnes on. They were like, what do you do with the host? How do you pre-plan? I've seen Harris said, how's your wife and kids? I haven't talked to Harris in a month for more than 2 minutes. He's just about to be hosting a show. This idea that we like pre-plan everything, it's a total fraud.
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, they knew from the actual data that when you track the information, this information was given to them and they tried to bury it, but the which was that when Sandy Hook was even brought up as a topic at all, it led to negative reactions in your audience, not a positive reaction. You asking questions about it was not favorable to your bottom line or InfoWars support at all. So, and that was clear in the affirmative data. So they knew their whole story was a lie. Their big story was a big fat fiction. The hoax of Sandy Hook is the lies that have been told about you related to Sandy
Hook.
And
let's be clear. I don't manipulate the audience. I just go with what I think's right. If I wanted to have the show 10 times bigger, I would just cover positive news and winning and show videos making fun of liberals. But I want to warn about real threats, uprisings. Most of the audience doesn't actually like to hear the bad news. The secret of this broadcast is we don't follow ratings. We follow the truth. And over the long term, though, we get the hardcore viewers. But, yeah, the idea that I tailor stuff for what the audience wants, that has not. What I think is right, I cover it.
Oh, exactly. There is no audience capture. There never has. Indeed, the reason for most of the people that tune in is respecting that. That at times when they've been enraged at something you said, they learn to respect the fact that they were getting your honest, authentic opinion. Might not always be right, but it's way above the batting average for everybody else in the space. But they respect not only the accuracy of the information, but the authenticity of it. And anybody who had watched Alex Jones at InfoWars would know that. But the evidence was all there. So when I started digging through all the evidence, I mean, they wanted emails sent through the trash. I mean, they did everything to disguise and hide what the case was about.
Most of the case was unopened emails that lunatics sent us.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And they were pretending that had something to do with it. It had nothing to do with it. So it was all fictional. It was all fabricated. It was an abusive process at its core. And that's and the judges were the lead, complicit, culpable actors. So much so when I say actors, I mean literally actors. Because this judge had brought in a HBO documentary film to film the show trial, and that's what it was. That's what Mike Lindell is being subject to up in Minnesota, show trial. They're taking the Soviet Stasi Cuban techniques of show trials, and they're incorporating them into American justice. And it is an utter disgrace. We've had examples of it in history, but luckily very few in American law. And now they're coming back full throttle, and they're going to keep coming at this level. That's why the judges themselves, an honest civil rights inquiry by the Justice Department would not be limited to the corrupt and rogue lawyers in this case. It would and those funding them, it would include the state court judges themselves.
Well, that's what was going to happen. I can tell you exclusively, they were looking at the courts. Why do you think Todd Blanche shut this down?
Todd Blanche is a corporate whore, New York Democrat lawyer who weaseled his way into Trump world because he saw a big fat check coming from President Donald Trump by defending him. I saw no efficacy in his advocacy, to be blunt about it. I saw nothing special that he did in those New York cases in the court of public opinion or in the courts of law or in front of the judge or the jury to suggest he has any special skill set, least of all loyalty to President Trump. He's part of long, old established corporate defense white shoe law firms in New York, the same kind of law firms that were complicit in going after you. Not only in this case, in the Pepe case and a bunch of other cases. I mean, he's connected to law firms that spent millions of dollars going after you related to the Pepe case out of their own pocket. So I have no confidence in Todd Blanche. Todd Blanche is the guy who bragged about the idiocy of the Epstein cover-up that they snookered Trump into doing. So there's no reason to trust Todd Blanche.
Clear. He's the one that convinced Trump to cover up something he's not involved in and has been proven.
That's exactly right.
This guy's like the plague.
Completely, completely. I mean, Pam Bondi is just, I think, in over her head. But I don't think she has bad intentions. I do think Todd Blanche has bad intentions. That New York Times piece, you know, it wouldn't shock me at all if Todd Blanche is one of the sources for that piece. Well, publicly say, oh, no, it's all false, nothing else. Everything about it screamed, that's the kind of guy he is. He's angling to be the attorney general. He's the second coming of Bill Barr. There's nothing about it.
I was about to say, documents now leaked, an undercover video, Bill Barr going around while he's the attorney general setting up the indictments of Trump. So this is Bill Barr's baby. Todd Blanche is literally the spawn of Bill Barr.
And ideologically and intellectually and politically and philosophically, absolutely. And I read that New York Times piece as him getting out there. He's doing the best he can and trying to weasel it, trying to protect the deep state. Why was James Comey prosecuted the last possible minute? Mike Davis keeps running around, Steve Bannon, saying there's these big efforts to investigate. Hey, that, you know, Obama's about to be indicted. Hillary's about to be indicted. I see no evidence of that. None. I hope Clapper.
Yeah, so
at least,
why
and
is
Brennan,
the New York Times writing kissy kissy things about Todd Blanche?
Exactly. Well, why does he love to hang out with Caitlin Collins at the CNN and have special dinner after Trump got elected? I mean, there's nothing in this guy. Where's the civil rights background in this guy? Tell me about the great civil rights cases he's taken. Tell me about the cases that he's taken against the government, against big corporations, against powerful institutions in the civil context. Tell me the cases where he's gone after the Southern District of New York, because I know of none. I know of none. I mean, I've been
in this
space.
Well, this is Trump's blind spot, because it was his criminal lawyer who lost all his cases. And now, literally, here it goes again. Trump's done. Look, we love Trump, but what the hell's going on with Todd Blanche?
Trump keeps looking for Roy Cohn. And he, because of how he got burned with Sessions, which was due to things that, you know, some of us told him were going to happen with Sessions. Sessions wasn't a treasonous person at all or a seditious person at all. He just had a misplaced confidence in the Justice Department. But it led to the betrayal of President Trump in his first
Sessions,
term.
Sessions was naive.
Exactly. He was an idealist. He was like some of the lawyers you had to deal with in your case. They were telling, oh, no, the legal system's okay. Just produce something, Alex. It's all going to be all right. And I was getting in arguments with him all the time saying you don't understand how political cases work. This is the nature of it. And so he looks for loyalists. And I understand that instinct. The problem is loyalty doesn't always equal competency. Loyalty doesn't always equal true loyalty.
Blanche acts like he's loyal, but he's clearly he was handpicked Southern District. He's a leftist, a chosen one. I mean, you know,
exactly.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'll give him credit. He weaseled his way into Trump world by leaving his big white shoe corporate firm without much consequence. I might.
Oh,
add,
you know, they sent him in.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like they sent him in so that he could weasel his way into Trump world and make sure that he could co-opt power so that the Justice Department didn't bring real justice
and
to the rogue deep
state. And he having all these lunches with CNN people is cool. Here's the thing. I don't think they realize their bubbles burst, Bob. I don't think they realize it's over. I mean, the people are done with them. I mean, it's over.
Oh, completely. I mean, the Epstein disaster was so mishandled. So it was, no matter what the objective was, it was so mishandled from a court of public opinion perspective that they have lost all confidence.
Yeah, sorry, and then it was Todd Blanche that convinced Trump to protect the deep state, and then the Democrats turn around and stab him in the back when we have the main Epstein investigator get caught by Veritas undercover saying, no, Trump's not involved, but the CIA and Mossad asked him to cover it up. That's Todd Blanche. So literally, he convinced Trump to sign on to this that made Trump lose 10 points in the polls. This guy is the plague. I mean, it's true. It'll come out.
You're not going to talk to me and talk over me.
New York residents
because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't
Go
you
ahead.
Just keep your mouth shut?
I've been on air for 31 years, but 28 years ago, I launched InfoWars, and it's changed the world thanks to all of your support of the operation. People like Hakeem Jeffries want us to shut up.
Can you, like, shut up?
That's what all their lawfare, all their lawsuits, all their attacks have been about. And they're passing anti-free speech laws in Canada, the UK, Europe. They're arresting people for even criticizing the government. And they're trying to bring that here. And that's why it's so important to try to keep InfoWars on the air. But regardless, you can easily be taken off very, very soon. We're going to continue on in the fight. But going forward, we'll no longer be called InfoWars. That's why it's so important now, which could be your last chance, to get all of the great shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, that have InfoWars on it. The classic designs and some of the new designs. That's why we're launching the InfoWars Veteran Edition, or Veterans of the InfoWar. All of you that supported the InfoWar, you are the InfoWar. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You're the reason we're having this massive success here in the United States and around the world. You're the reason the globalists are desperate and admit their entire system is collapsing down around them. We're winning major battles, but we not yet won the main war. And I have been proud to fight with you over these decades. I am so blessed and satisfied by the incredible effect we've all had together. So to celebrate 28 years of the InfoWar, 1997 to 2025, which could be the end of this incarnation of it, and I hope we go on. And regardless, the InfoWar never dies. It belongs to the people. It's the term for information warfare. They use lies. We use truth. But the URL and this building and all of that goes away, and it's like rocket engines, boosters falling off as the main craft goes into escape velocity and orbit. As John Paul Jones famously said, the founder of the U.S. Navy, I have not yet begun to fight. But it is important to get original InfoWars gear while you still can. All the classic designs and the new Veterans of the InfoWar designs that are limited edition and help keep this operation on the air and fund the new Alex Jones network that's being built. We've already seen some of the studios, the great work the crew's been doing, but it's much more expansive than what you've seen, and that'll be revealed very, very soon, and that's thanks to all of your support. So when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you will have access to the widest selection, over 500 designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. And all of the t-shirts are $19.97 in honor of the year that I launched InfoWars.com itself. So again, thank you all for your support. And there's more.
But wait, there's more.
With promo code Hakeem at checkout, because he wants us all to shut up, and we're not going to shut up, get an additional 10% off right now. That's promo code Hakeem. Use it now.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't just keep your mouth shut?
Hakeem Jeffries hopes you shut up. Hakeem Jeffries hopes you don't help keep us on the air, because then he can continue his tyrannical activity. That's why it's a revolutionary act when you support this operation and wear the Patriot apparel, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, celebrating 28 years of the InfoWar. Thanks for keeping us on the air. And Hakeem, we've just begun to fight. We're not going to shut up.
Bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So we have the deep state, all the documents, the witnesses, everything caught red-handed running the fake trials against me, trying to sabotage the sale, get us off air. And then Ed Martin does his job. It's his classic weaponization with the government against people. Comes in, Todd Blanche blocks it. And, you know, now obviously Blanche is gunning for Martin all the time. Trump needs to obviously rearrange the situation here, because only when Trump got mad and sent that letter out on Monday and did all this did he finally get some action and find out they were sitting on top of these indictments. Now they say the indictment of Bolton is imminent. Grand jury expected to indict ex-National Security Advisor John Bolton for transmitting classified document sources. That means it's already done. Who else is on that list? What is the deep state going to do? And what should the message be to Trump about what he needs to do and not make the same mistakes he made 8 years ago, Robert Barnes?
You know, I would like Mike Davis to be right. At least they're finally using the language that we've talked about for over a year now, which your case is emblematic of, but so are all these other cases, which is what really happened in Russiagate, in Spygate, in Muellergate, in Ukrainegate, in all of the weaponization of the legal system against President Trump once he was out of office, all of that, the common pattern was an intention to deprive President Trump and many of his supporters of their federally protected civil rights. This is what the Klan Act of 1871 is supposed to address. It also addresses things like the Trantifa organized violence that's taking place in Portland or Chicago, or that led to the murder of Charlie Kirk. So it's all part of the same pattern intended to deprive ordinary and everyday Americans, including in this case, the President of the United States, from his own federally protected civil rights. That gives venue and jurisdiction to the Southern District of Florida. It allows the court case to be referred to as a related case, so it goes to Judge Cannon, who has shown independence and impartiality and a willingness to stand up to the deep state, relative unique in the federal judicial branch. So you can bring all the cases, the grand juries there, the jury trials there, all of the bench presiding right there in front of that judge. And that's what unites Obama, Clinton, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, all of them, the Bolton, you name it. Now, they have additional crimes on Comey, like perjury. They have additional and false statements and obstruction of justice. They have additional crimes on Bolton, like stealing classified information and leaking it and monetizing it for his personal self-enrichment. I mean, the guy used AOL emails. Who still uses AOL email? I mean, that's, I mean, and a foreign government hacked it. I wonder who that might be. But the, you know, it might point in a certain direction. But we have those additional crimes. But what unites them all is the overarching conspiracy. When they raided Trump's house, that was part of the conspiracy to strip him of his federally protected civil rights and to strip all of us of our federally protected civil rights to vote for whom we want for president of the United States. Because that was the ultimate long-term objective, was to derail that opportunity for the American voter. That places jurisdiction and venue in the Southern District of Florida, in Palm Beach, where Judge Cannon should, as a related case matter, preside. Then you don't have judicial corruption colluding up the case. You don't have you don't have a bad jury pool. You don't have a bad grand jury pool. You don't have a bunch of prosecutors in that office trying to sabotage you on a daily basis. One of the things Todd Blanche did that prevented real reform and remedy is he refused to go along with what many of us had said was necessary, was the mass firing of these rogue prosecutors, especially in the District of Corruption, where they ran Ed Martin out while he was trying to clean it up, and the Eastern District of Virginia. It is leaking like a sieve. How many of those prosecutors are sabotaging our own government cases on a daily basis? And they were able to get it so that magically Comey is now assigned, just like Big Tish, both of them got assigned liberal lefty Democratic judges, but by just random assignment. I don't think so. And that judge is already doing everything possible to make sure Comey never sees justice. And then you have the Justice Department not making sure these guys got perp walked. These are people that generally speaking, I'm all in for summonses instead of arrest. But in these high profile cases, Democrats set the precedent over the last 5 years. They said you got to raid them and you got to perp walk them in order to send the public message. So, hey, that's the rules they set. We got to stick with those rules.
They ordered the perp walks of us, so they get them down.
Exactly. And in the Democrats said that this is important in any high profile political case. You got to perp walk any individual defendant, no matter the nature of the case otherwise. Well, that means Comey needed to be perp walked. I mean, the Cauchy political betting markets still don't realize, yes, Comey got arrested. You can't get summons into a court. He went, he got mugshot.
Back to Todd Blanche, I don't want to make him the enemy. And I wasn't told this by Ed Martin, everybody else. They say he's the one. They say Bonnie just does TV, really doesn't run anything. They say he is in there sabotaging everything. He is the guy. And like, how do we get Trump to wake up out of this mind control?
I think he's just continuing to bring it into the court of public attention and continue to promote those attorneys that are doing really good work. So, you know, Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon at the Civil Rights Division is doing God's work. I mean, just this week, when my hometown school wanted to stop Turning Point USA from forming at the campus of UT Chattanooga, I raised the stink about it. And to her credit, she stepped in and said she was monitoring the case. As soon as that happened, UTC reversed its position. That may lead to every public high school in the college that was trying to obstruct Turning Point not being able to do so with just a single reply to a single tweet of mine.
That's right. So maybe you can come up with a list of people that we know are performing and doing their job and get it to Trump.
Exactly. Gail Slater at AAG Antitrust doing God's work, doing great work. Harmeet Dillon, Ed Martin doing God's work and great work. Harmeet Dillon doing good God's work and good work. These are people that need to be elevated. These are the people that need to replace, you know, appoint Blanche some ambassador, like they did with Sergio Gordon. They sent him off to India so he gets Scavino in there. So at least you had somebody that wasn't trying to antagonize the relationship between Trump and Elon Musk like Gore was doing on a daily basis. They get somebody that's aligned with MAGA, not misaligned with MAGA.
Here's the good news. Todd Blanche can play his games, but when more indictments don't come quick enough and Trump learns, he's done. So
that's exactly right.
And quite frankly, we had a good idea when this happened, and I'll leave it at that, that he was going to reveal himself through this. So there's kind of wheels within wheels. So the little consolation prize was he did reveal himself. And that's one more strike on him now.
Yeah, exactly. And good work also by the Second Amendment groups, Gun Owners of America, these other groups, calling out Blanche, to my knowledge, he is the one bottlenecking the Second Amendment case's full review. So the Justice Department is still joining, arguing for depriving people of their Second Amendment rights.
So he's a leftist gun grabber blocking the Second Amendment reforms that have already happened in court. This is a nasty guy. And people that are defending him are brown-nosing him because I think they're worried they've got cases on them. He's going to protect them.
That's exactly what's going on. I mean, you can't expect anybody within the Justice Department to come out publicly against Blanche. That would be career suicide. So I let them all off the hook. But these other people like Mike Davis, brown-nosing him. Come on. I mean, Davis is saying that there's going to be indictments on Clapper, Brennan, Ray, Norm Eisen, and Obama and Clinton before, you know, very soon. Well, when that doesn't happen, I want to see him go public and admit who the problem is. Because I get he's got cases in front of the Justice Department. I got cases in front of the Justice Department. I'm never going to shut my mouth on what is right and what is necessary for the country so I can line my own pocket or do something, do a special favor for. I've never done that in my life. Never going to do it. That's just not who I am. So I get some lawyers feel pressure to do that. That's how you get snookered into covering up incompetency. Covering up someone who's endangering the federally protected civil rights of America, someone who is allowing the deep state to continue to conspire against President Trump and the United States of America.
Well, that's right. If Trump doesn't take action on this, but look at this headline. Oh, DOJ leader chewed out MAGA operative over crusade to get revenge for Alex Jones. We have the documents. The DOJ illegally ran this and funded lawsuits to shut down a talk show host. That's what the weaponization task force is supposed to do. But they revenge for me. Revenge for what?
No, that isn't revenge. That is getting the legal system corrected, getting the corrupt actors out, and making sure that the right people are held responsible so that our federally protected civil rights are still protected. That's like pretending that the Klan Act, Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, the Civil Rights Act of 1871, was somehow as revenge against the Confederacy in the South. No, it was meant to protect Black Southerners from being hung on the streets and having their civil rights protected everywhere in schools and businesses and everything else, and voting and registering, etc. They were systematically stripping them of those rights. And that is what has been happening. Lawfare has been stripping us of our rights to where you don't even feel safe and comfortable going on a college campus to debate because these Trantifa conspirators might murder you. So do something about it. And so far, Todd Blanche has done nothing about it but obstruct, obstruct, obstruct. And if he wants to prove us all wrong, real easy, Todd, let's start seeing results. And let's start seeing results quicker and sooner and earlier than we have seen so far. I see no evidence that he's doing any of that. Why did a newly appointed U.S. attorney of the Eastern District of Virginia, who was only appointed after Trump accidentally published a truth that he meant to personally send to Pam Bondi, that called her out for this, got her appointed. When she went after Letitia James, she hid that from Todd Blanche. This is now public. Why did she feel the need to hide that from Todd Blanche unless Todd Blanche is the obstructor, the obstacle in all of this? The rogue
Trump puts her in because they already had the indictment. And the other so-called Republican was blocking it. And then she has to hide it from him or he'll sabotage it. Well, exactly. Here's the good news. Trump sometimes slow. Sometimes he's really fast. I'm going to make a prediction. I don't think Mr. Blanche is there very soon. But he's got the Epstein role convincing Trump to cover it up when there was no evidence of Trump involved. Let's zoom in on him and Epstein. And he's the one with Maxwell visiting with her and all this stuff.
Exactly. And he seems to be using it almost as leverage on the President of the United States. That's what it appears to me.
So is Todd Blanche blackmailing Trump and with what?
with pretending there's things in the Epstein file that aren't there, and that he's the guy that can make sure that misinformation about Epstein implicating Trump never gets published, never goes broad. That's what I think. That's what it looks to me is happening at some level. Because Trump was convinced.
Notice how the left has dropped the Trump Epstein stuff, which there's no evidence. Even the top investigator got caught on tape. No, Trump was not involved. All the witnesses say that. But then now he somehow got roped into this. Oh, it's disgusting.
Well, just think about where this guy comes from. He comes from the Southern District of New York. He clerked at the Southern District of New York.
And that's where they ran the Epstein cover-up.
Exactly. The centerpiece of the worst lawfare in the country over the last quarter century isn't even the District of Corruption. It's this what they call the sovereign district of New York that has done abuse of abuse after abuse in civil and criminal cases. That was the lead that sat by and did nothing while they wrongfully persecuted and prosecuted President Trump in state court. It was the Southern District of New York that refused to take corrective or remedial action, that abandoned his defenses on immunity in the civil cases and abandoned his right to removal on the federal cases. So the sovereign district of New York is one of the most corrupt departments in the world. So when you see a prosecutor, you see a lawyer who was born and bred in the sovereign district of New York, whose dream job was the sovereign district of New York, who learned, where does James Comey come from? Sovereign district of New York. Where does his daughter come from? Sovereign district of New York. They're all Southern District of New York people. They're all connected back to that same.
Who spiked the Epstein file to hand it over to Bondi as a poison pill, Southern District of New York?
And exactly.
And Trump should ask, who brought Todd Blanche to him as his criminal lawyer? You should go back to that moment.
Exactly. How long has he really known Todd Blanche? I mean, that should be one red flag. If Blanche was so true MAGA, where was he in 2016, 2017, 2020? Where was he in any of those years until he could write himself a big fat check and weasel his way into the top of the Justice Department by, in my view, feigning a defense? Because I didn't see a very good PR defense for Trump in those cases, and I saw a mediocre presentation in court on those cases. So nothing about, by the way, in the criminal defense world, nobody has great respect for Blanche. There's nobody. I get what Trump wants. He wants another Roy Cohn. But look for somebody not with what you think is the appearance of flattery, which is this is bogus loyalty. It's dubious flattery meant to deceive you. And the so what you need for Roy, look for someone with the skill set of Roy Cohn, someone with the cojones of Roy Cohn, someone who knows how to take apart a power structure like Roy Cohn could do, someone who could match the Andrew Weissmans of the world at being aggressive with the legal system in the way you need to be to take out these rogue deep state co-conspirators who want to ruin the Constitution.
I totally agree, Sir Robert. Here's the bottom line. You're the same like me. You're smart. You're informed. You're dialed in. I don't want to fight with the deputy AG. I was already hearing horrible things about him the last 6-8 months, and then he rushes in as soon as the Democrats get pissed. They're red-handed weaponization, DOJ, on the stand, secret documents, undercover videos. We have them. The exact amounts of money paid to the foundations, then paid to the lawyers within a week. And that's Ed Martin's, you know, charge to do that. And then he, you know, calls him on the carpet and does all this. And now we see the Supreme Court thing. I mean, imagine Trump doesn't have time. The midterms are coming up. What is the maneuver and who do we get in? Because I've heard Bonnie's not bad. She loves doing TV. She just basically does TV and lives in Florida. Who do we get in as the real deputy AG?
Honestly, Ed Martin would make a great deputy AG. Just elevate him to deputy AG. And see if they're willing to try to block him in the Senate. You know, use the opportunity of a recess appointment if necessary. But Ed shows sincerity. Ed shows interest. And Ed knows things. Like, he wouldn't make the mistake of Blanche saying, oh, we can screw over Jones. He's a fringe figure. You're talking about the most popular, most watched, most viewed, most listened to independent commentator in the country and one of the most in the world. The news stations that covered your story, this story about the Supreme Court denying you relief and remedy, was covered literally around the world because I subscribe to all these global media publications. I subscribe to the Russians and the Arabs and the French and the Italians and the Germans and you name it. Latins, Brazilians, Central Americans, Australians, China, you name it. They're covering the Alex Jones story because Todd Blanche is so in a tiny little bubble, he doesn't even know how consequential this is. And this is why he thinks he can get away with it, because he lives in this little political bubble. He has his whole life. Nothing about the guy says he understands anything about MAGA or that he has any commitment to America's civil rights. He's never done civil rights cases, to my knowledge, in his entire life. So there's nothing about him to suggest he has the skill set. So pick somebody with a skill set. At least Ed Martin has the willpower and the public political know-how. Harmeet Dhillon has the political know-how and the right connections and the right understanding. So Harmeet Dhillon's been immersed in these civil rights cases for a decade. She could be capable. She could be competent. And she would be easy to elevate because she's already been approved by the Senate. So you could put her up tomorrow. You could just, hey, Todd, what's your favorite place to go be a diplomat? I'll send you to be an ambassador to the Bahamas Herschel Walker's there, but, Turks and Caicos, whatever you want. We'll send you there. Go be an ambassador over there. Take your wife, have a nice fun on the government.
Well, why do you say Trump has this blind spot? Because you did lawyer stuff for him in the 2020 theft. I mean, Trump's great on so many fronts, but he's not Trillion D. Chess, like everybody says. What is this blind spot to bring in Democrat, thoroughbred, obvious enemies just because they sit there and smile at him? I mean, it was...
Well, it's like the old country song. We see it on his foreign policy that, looking for love in all the wrong places. Trump looks for loyalty in all the wrong places. Trump looks for leverage in all the wrong places on foreign policy. It took him until just 2 weeks ago to figure out his leverage wasn't on Hamas. His leverage is on Bibi. Right now, he's playing games pretending he's got leverage on Russia when his leverage is on Zelensky in Europe. And he keeps making mistakes because of this. But he tends to look for loyalty in the wrong places. He's forgotten his own lessons. He himself has repeatedly said he was shocked when he went through his bankruptcy and all the rest, that who was loyal and who wasn't. And
bombing Russia with cruise missiles will make Russia give up. If Putin doesn't go to full war, the Russians will remove him. That is even the Rand Corporation says don't do that. They told Biden don't do that. Like everybody knows that's the default wrong move. So who's telling them that? Lindsey Graham?
Oh, exactly. He keeps chasing Lady Lindsey when later Lady Liberty is right there available in the church pew to marry. So and it's repeated. I mean, he's escalating with Russia. Right now, if we were working with Russia, Russia would be helping us deal with China. Russia has lots of rare earths. Russia can keep energy costs under control. Russia can provide all kinds of things that China currently we depend upon for. But we can't do that because we're threatening instead to send bombs and missiles into Moscow. For on behalf of who? On this coked up lunatic in Ukraine who is, when you were on with Tucker, explain what a disgrace this is that we're siding up with this loser who's busy harassing and persecuting Christians, suppressing every single liberty known to man, suspending and disbanding elections, removing
stripping his political opponents of their citizenship.
Yeah, that's what he did yesterday. He just took the mayor of Odessa. Oh, you're no longer a citizen. This guy is a little tyrant. He's a petty tyrant. Now, he might look like a comedic character from a Charlie Chaplin film, but in fact, he's more like a horror film character. He's more like little Chucky. That's who Zelensky is. And he would be a disaster for Trump. Trump today is talking about 500% sanctions on any country that buys Russian oil. That would sink our fragile economy. That would fracture it right at the core. And who would get all the blame for it? Trump, because of that precise policy. And for what? Russia will never quit. As Russians told me a long time ago, said, Barnes, we would rather eat dirt than surrender. And anybody who knows the history of St. Petersburg during what they call the Great War, what we call World War II, knows how literally true that is. And that's the world Putin grew up in. Putin was born 7-8 years after that. His mother, his father, his grandmother, his grandfather, aunts and uncles, all connected to it. When one out of every three men in Russia died in that war from the Nazis. Anybody, they beat Napoleon. Heck, they even beat the Mongols back in the day. So why in the world do you want to escalate with Russia when we need Russia as a mediator in a lot of these global conflicts, including the Middle East and Iran?
And Russia on record wants to come into the West. It's the stupidest move on the planet. Well, I am just flabbergasted by all this. It's surreal to be at the center of this and then to watch him default Mike Lindell for $1.5 billion, a judge, no jury trial. The big question is, will Trump defend his supporters? It's not about, defend me. I defend you. It's so simple. He gets defending J6 people. Well, this whole lawfare thing, is much bigger. You have this new Republican owner of the big voting machine company. They dropped the stuff on Giuliani, but not on Lindell, because Giuliani, he does some shows, but he's faded. Lindell has popular shows. They want it shut down because Lindell wants paper ballots.
It's deep state power grab. And it was Giuliani, someone they deep state can deal with because he used to be part of them. So he even when he's gone AWOL and critical of him, they don't consider him a threat. I mean, there's a few thousand people who tune into Rudy's podcast, God bless him. Whereas Lindell has a big voice and a big audience. Nowhere near your voice and your audience, but it's at the same same path.
No, it's big. The, I mean, I'm listening. I wish it was bigger. We need more big people. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, no question. I mean, the goal is to take out anybody that's consequential and adversarial to the deep state, and that they're still on that goal. And this is supposed to have been completely reversed, and it's not getting completely reversed. I mean, take the Brooke Jackson case. In December 1st, there's a hearing in the Fifth Circuit in Texas on what to happen in that case. And that's the Brooke Jackson who's the big whistleblower exposed. Pfizer was out to kill everybody. That basically the vaccine was not safe, was not effective, was not even a vaccine. And instead, it was going to cause mass deaths and mass disabilities, which we're seeing in data, whether it's Edward Dowd or anybody else, it's people all in the space detailing it, Dr. John Cullen, you name it, wide range of people documenting this over and over and over and over. And what they're and she detailed it, and the government should be supporting it. Instead, Bondi's Justice Department is defending it, is saying that vaccines are so holy, the Biden administration policy is correct.
And Bondi blocked Kennedy banning fluoride in the water. So here's what they need to know in their bubble in D.C. Because I'm on the street. People are mad that I'm not more hardcore, whatever that means. People are done. So they've lost the public. And I think they're fighting an uphill battle. And I think as this dawns on them, it's going to be explosive, Robert Barnes. Closing comment.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, it's what President Trump said in Pam Bondi's in the Truth Post that he meant to send as a DM, where he said, look, we're losing confidence of people. People are saying that Trump did that out of personal vendetta. No, it wasn't. Read the post. Trump was saying, look, everybody is enraged and we're losing confidence in the American people because we're not cleaning up the justice system and not cleaning out the deep state and not deep-sixing the deep state and draining the swamp. And why is that happening? It's because one of the swamp's key saboteurs is still in a key position of power at the Justice Department, and his name is Todd Blanche. So send him on a vacation to some pretty place that he likes to stay at. Elevate Harmeet Dillon. Elevate Ed Martin. Elevate these people that we know have the capabilities, the competencies, and the courage to take on these corrupt rogue actors so our constitutional republic can be protected.
I agree. We got to support the dogs in the line. Robert Barnes, God bless you. Incredible job. Barnes_Law on X. Talk to you soon, brother.
Happy to see you, Alex.
All right. Coming up, key excerpts of the Tucker Carlson interview and a bunch of other breaking news, fourth hour. Then the War Room with the great Harrison Smith. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds right now. Every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com today is a free hat, 25% off. Huge one-day sale. Take action now.
Hakeem Jeffries, the petty tyrant, wants you to shut up.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
He doesn't want you to have free speech. He doesn't want you to be able to exercise your views and stand up for yourself. That's because he, like other tyrants in the EU, Canada, the UK, the Democratic Party, can't win with their ideas that are so unpopular. They can only silence people. So in honor of him trying to tell all of us to shut up.
Can you like... shut up.
You get an additional 10% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com on top of all the other big sales with promo code Hakeem. It's that simple. You know Hakeem Jeffries and the Democratic Party have been attacking us, attacking you, attacking President Trump, trying to bully us into submission, but it's not going to work. And the larger store sale that's going on right now is all of the Patriot t-shirts, the Patriot apparel, the widest selection, some of the best designs are 1997 in honor of myself and the crew launching InfoWars.com in 1997, 28 years of the InfoWar. So that is the Veterans of the InfoWar sale. And on top of it, 10% off at checkout with the promo code Hakeem. And there's a bunch of limited edition InfoWars, Veterans of the InfoWars shirts, all the original designs and more. Because if InfoWars is shut down and the bad guys get the name, they've said they're going to try to stop us from using the term InfoWar in the future. But it's a generic term. It belongs in the world. They're going to try to misrepresent it with The Onion and Bloomberg, who are running all of this. It's going to blow up in their face big time. But regardless, for original InfoWars designs and these limited editions that help fund this operation and the future operation, the Alex Jones Network backup, it is critical to get these right now because it could be your last chance. It's all coming to a head right now. So thank you all for your support. You are veterans of the InfoWar, and I salute you all.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.